Will You Love Me by Kathy Glass.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, then I know why. I believe. I Believe by Irvin Drake. Prologue. I heard Pat, Lucy's carer, knock on Lucy's bedroom door, and then a slight creak as the door opened, followed by, "Your new carer, Kathy, is on the phone for you. Can you come and talk to her?" There was silence, and then I heard the bedroom door close. A few moments later, Pat's voice came on the phone again. "I told her, but she's still refusing to even look at me. She's just sitting there on the bed staring into space." My worries for Lucy rose. "What should I do now?" Pat asked anxiously. "Shall I ask my husband to talk to her?" "Does Lucy have a better relationship with him?" I asked. "No, not really," Pat said. "She won't speak to him either. We might have to leave her here until Monday when a social worker is back at work." "Then Lucy will have the whole weekend to brood over this," I said. "It'll be worse. Let's try again to get her to the phone. I'm sure it'll help if she hears I'm not an ogre." Pat gave a little snort of laughter. "Jill said you were very good with older children," referring to my support social worker. "That was sweet of her," I said. "Now, is your phone fixed or cordless?" "Cordless." "Excellent. Take the handset up with you, knock on Lucy's bedroom door..."